Welcome to Talkin' Ball with Drew DeArmond. Call into the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline now, 256-382-0724. That's 256-382-0724. Now, here's Drew.
Welcome, everyone, to Talkin' Ball. Glad to be back with you today. I'm your host, Drew DeArmond, here live in the 97.7 The Zone studios in Huntsville, Alabama, the only sports talk radio station in the Rocket City. Thank you for all the well wishes and the prayers after losing my great aunt Peggy Brown. It was a very sad day, but she's now in a better place. But I appreciate all the support from everyone. I want to thank Steve Moulton for sitting in for me yesterday and allowing me to be away just for one day from the show. Missed everyone, but glad to be back on here on Crimson Tide Tuesday. And to start off the show, a regular contributor and as good a hoops evaluator as there is in the state of Alabama, great friend of the show, Garrett Tucker of Hoop Scene and G Tucker Hoops. How you doing, Garrett?
Oh, doing pretty well, Drew. How about yourself?
Doing well, and I know you've been one of the busiest men in the state of Alabama this month. For basketball recruiting is the most important one as far as evaluating, and I know this is the last week basically for that to go down, and you've been in the gym pretty much nonstop all the time, and I know a kid that came to your camp and really was a standout. We want to start it off with him. I know this is Crimson Tide Tuesday, but a young man from Woodlawn really performed well, and now will join the only team in the state right now that's been to the NCAA tournament in the last few seasons. And of course they had a huge win over the last game in Fred Hoiberg's career at Iowa State, but UAB. And just talk about that young man.
Yeah, Javian Williams. He's actually my number two prospect in the rising senior class 2016. He committed to UAB late last night, and so as everybody knows, you know, that's the two top guys in the state right there off the board with Josh Swankford and Javian now. But yeah, you know, Drew, and you can relate to this too. You know, doing what I do, it's fun to watch the Josh Langfords and a guy, the top dog that everybody knows about. But, you know, it's really fun to watch, you know, these kids that come out of nowhere that nobody knows anything about. You know, last February, Javian, you know, he really had a big run to get his Woodlawn team to the Final Four in the state playoffs and everything. And really, before then, nobody really knew anything about him before, you know, that little run. And still in recruiting circles, he was still an unknown kid. And then, you know, I had my first Alabama Elite Preview for some of the top high school kids in the state or whatever. And the first weekend in March, and he came, and he was, you know, the top guy there. And there was some really talented players there, but he really stood out. And then, you know, just he had a big spring, and this is a kid, you know, that, you know, can score 25 a game, and he can do it in a hurry too. So it is fun to see a kid, you know, that nobody knows anything about to, you know, have a explode onto the recruiting scene and everything. And as you said, UAB has been very successful lately, and with this, you know, it's only going to get better, you know, keeping another one of the top prospects in the state home.
Well, no doubt, and we obviously saw what William Lee did for them last year. He basically just gave everyone another shot of his a glimpse of his clutch play, basically just reenacting what he did to take Dallas County to the 4A state championship, well, icing that game on offense and defense on both ends of the court against Iowa State. He's an in-state kid, obviously, and that's the key so far for Jared Haas, Garrett. He's done and that's what Avery Johnson and Bruce Pearl are trying to do. He's done a good job of building his program with in-state players.
Right, yeah, and, you know, I don't see it stopping anytime soon for either three of those, you know, coaches, and same goes for Samford and, you know, South Alabama. They're all, you know, trying to keep these in-state guys at home. And this is, as I've, you know, stressed time and time again, this is a really good time for Alabama basketball and all. So, you know, it's fun, especially it's going to be, you know, Javian's excited. You know, a kid from right there in Birmingham is going to get a free education and get to stay close to home and play at UAB. His, you know, family can come watch every home game and all that. So, you know, that's definitely fun. You know, it's nice that, you know, these top kids are, you know, staying at home. It's different, and it's a good thing.
No doubt about it. And now with football coming back in 2017, there should be some stability there, and they should be able to stay in Conference USA, which should help.
Right. Yeah, definitely. That's there was a lot of people, you know, worried about how that was going to affect the basketball program. But, you know, no signs of, you know, weakening yet. And that doesn't bode well for a lot of these other Conference USA teams, because UAB, you know, they're definitely on the rise. And, you know, from last year and bringing all of their top players back and pretty much the whole roster, you know, there's big expectations. So it's going to be fun to see how UAB, you know, does here this, not only this year but next year as well, as they, you know, really start to get things rolling and everything.
No question about that. And now I want to shift gears and talk about Avery Johnson and the Crimson Tide. They've been very busy on the trail, you know, been trying to keep up. They've been going coast to coast to AAU events. And obviously there's been a positive report in the last week or so, and everyone knew they were watching Terrence Ferguson and that they were getting squarely in the mix when he took the job. But it looks like, you know, there has been a report that Alabama leads. Not so, you know, we'll see. But what are you hearing with Alabama and Ferguson? It's huge, just that it looks like they're going to be on the very, very short list for one of the top 20 players in the country.
Right, yeah, and, you know, I saw Terrence Ferguson play 2 weeks ago in Atlanta at the Under Armour Finals, and, I mean, it's unbelievable to watch this kid. He's one of my favorite kids to watch in the country. I know he'll be a top 10 kid when it's all said and done, but, you know, I can really see this kid in a few years being a star at the NBA level. He just knows how to shoot and score, and it's not like, you know, he can only shoot, you know, off the catch and space in the basket and everything. I mean, this guy, he knows how to come off screens and use screens, and just he knows how to score. And, you know, watching him, it's just unbelievable. It's hard to describe, you know, that a kid this talented. But, yeah, you know, Alabama, you know, Avery Johnson has made it clear that, you know, Ferguson is his guy, and they rolled around pretty deep to watch Terrence, you know, a pretty good bit. I'm pretty sure that Avery Johnson and, you know, plus a couple of assistants were at every game of his in Atlanta as well as in Las Vegas this past weekend or week. So, I mean, they're definitely putting the full court press on him, and it's going to be fun. And honestly, you know, even if Alabama just gets a visit from a top 10 kid, you know, that's saying something that, you know, Avery Johnson really gets things going in the right direction. You know, I think Kansas is going to be really hard to beat.
Right.
You know, Kansas kind of, it speaks for itself. Who wouldn't want to go to Kansas? But, you know, like I said, I mean, Avery has definitely put Alabama in there. You know, between Kansas and Alabama, I think Baylor may have a little bit to say, but those three schools may be the three that, you know, really, you know, that's who it's going to come down to. But, you know, like I said, Kansas has really put themselves in a good position, and then Avery Johnson doing his best too. They've definitely put in the time and work.
Yeah, they really have. And talk a little bit about, you know, you've seen the Alabama staff around. I know you've spoken with them, but what is your impression so far? Obviously, you've met Avery Johnson. You know Antoine Petway well. He's a veteran on the Alabama staff. What are your first impressions of Scott Pospisil as far as what he's going to bring to the table?
Yeah, I actually I've known Scott for, you know, a few years, but this is my first time to, you know, see him on the recruiting trail as a college coach. And you know, from everything, you know, I had a great conversation with him and Petway in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and you know, they're definitely, you know, they're ready to go. One thing that Scott said that really stuck with me that was pretty funny. He said he's enjoying Tuscaloosa because he doesn't have to pay any tolls for his family or everything. And he said I was paying a fortune paying for toll taxes or whatever. So you know, it's nice not to have any of those in Tuscaloosa. And I said, yeah, you're probably not going to have to worry about that much in Tuscaloosa. But he's, you know, he's definitely enjoying the atmosphere and on ready for football season. But back to what you were saying and everything, I mean, they're definitely, you know, they're stressing on recruiting and everything. I had, you know, a lot of, you know, really good conversation with both of them. You know, they're going to try and, you know, play the same upbeat offense and everything, and so kind of the same way they played on under Anthony Grant and everything. But, you know, with, of course, with a couple of different little twists and all. But the recruiting thing is definitely going to be different, as we can already see. You know, I don't think Anthony Grant would go after a top 10 kid from Texas. You know, I mean, that's something that, you know, is nice to see. And, you know, from what Petway says, that, you know, the incoming freshmen are looking really good right now. He was really excited about Brandon Austin, the kid from Carver Montgomery, a shooting guard. You know, he's kind of the forgotten one with Dazon Ingram and Kobe Eubanks. But he says that, you know, Brandon may be the top freshman right now with the way he's playing. He can shoot it, you know, great athleticism and can get to the rim. So, you know, they're definitely excited about what this first group of freshmen can bring in their first seasons at Alabama and everything.
Well, and we're going to speak later with Richard Dorsey of Luverne High School, and of course he coached Dante Hall, and I'm very excited about him, Garrett. I think his upside is unlimited once he gets in a weight room and with regularity, and of course the proper nutrition. Being sick, you know, coach, I had heard reports he was 6'10", you know, his senior season. Saw him play, looked like he was at least 6'9" in the Alabama Mississippi game. But I know that with the need of big men, he is very, very important for the future.
Right, and, you know, the way the game is evolving now, a lot of people are going to these, you know, 6'9", 6'10", athletes that can block shots and everything, and that fits right in with Dante Hall. He's going to be a rim protector with Jimmy Taylor, and if Alabama can get to where they can play those two together for long periods of time, that's something that could really, you know, be problems for other teams in the SEC and also other high major schools. I mean, both of those guys, 6'9", 6'10", can block shots, great length, and rebounding. You know, that's one big thing that kind of, you know, doesn't get talked about is rebounding. And it's hard to rebound in the SEC, you know, the toughness and grit that these SEC teams have. So, you know, this definitely, it's going to be fun to watch how he develops over the course of not only during his freshman season, but going into year two, three, and ultimately to year four and everything. You know, that they have high hopes for him too, as do all the other freshmen. But yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how everything pans out.
It really will. And speaking of big men, and obviously Ferguson is somebody they're focusing on in 2016. Josh Langford going to Michigan State, he's off the board. Who are some of the other targets in the 2016 class? Likely won't be in state. But who are some of the other guys have you heard they may be honing in on? And who are some big men, some post players that – because I think they need to sign – I think two of the three need to be post players, but definitely at least one.
Yeah, you know, when I talked to Coach Postwick and Coach Petway in Atlanta, you know, they were honest. You know, they said they don't have their top targets yet. And, of course, this was, you know, the first weekend in July or whatever. So a lot of stuff played out since then. They're still trying to get a feel for who they want, and we're going to see, you know, who's actually in contention with who here probably this week. You know, these kids are going to narrow down their schools, set up visits and everything, and the setting up the official visits kind of, you know, is a telltale sign of, you know, who's involved with who and who's got the best chances. You know, they're definitely in there really well with Braxton Blackwell.
I was going to ask about him from Nashville.
Yeah, 6'6", combo forward from Nashville who's moving to Oak Hill. Honestly, I was impressed whenever they got in there and made his top six. He cut it down last week, and obviously that's a big testament to Bob Simon. Simon recruited Blackwell whenever he was at Providence, and they have a really good relationship. So, you know, it's going to be hard to keep him from, you know, getting out of Nashville at Vanderbilt. Kansas is also involved there. You know, Virginia, and there's a couple of other schools in there, but it's going to be tough to get him from Nashville. But, you know, Bob Simon lured away Jalen Lindsey, who was Blackwell's teammate a few years ago, to Providence. So there's definitely, you know, there's opportunity there. That's definitely one to watch. And I would say behind Terrence Ferguson, Blackwell's probably, you know, the other top guy. Another guy, a guard from New York City, Mustafa Heron, former yes. Pittsburgh commit. Mm-hmm. The staff has done a really, you know, followed him closely. I don't know a lot of what's going on with him. He kind of keeps everything quiet. St. John's in there as well as Alabama. You know, it's gonna be a little while till we know what's going on with Heron. And then another guy that really could be an under-the-radar guy that a lot of people aren't going to talk about is Eli Wright from Kentucky. Petway and Coach Postigal were both watching him. They were watching the same game I saw, and, I mean, this kid was – he was doing some crazy stuff. He was putting up points in a hurry and everything, and they were both very impressed. He's going to be hard. You know, Clemson and Wake Forest and Oklahoma State have been in there, but Petway recruited him during the Anthony Grant era. So, you know, there may be, you know, a chance that they can slide back in there with Eli. But for the most part, I think, you know, from the past few weeks, those are really the top three or four guys that Avery Johnson's really followed around in the 2016 class. Obviously, there's some more. But those guys would be some top targets, I would say, right now.
Yeah, and great stuff, Garrett. And then, obviously, we've already talked about it on the show a few times, but 2017 could be the most epic class in the state's history. And, obviously, hearing great things from John Petty. He's performed very well this summer. And I know Alabama was a front and center watching him.
Who'd you say again? Sorry, you cut out a little bit.
John Petty.
John Petty?
Yes.
Right, okay. That's what I thought. Petty, you know, he went to Peach Jam, the biggest AAU event of the summer, first weekend, and you know, obviously Avery Johnson, Bruce Pearl, John Calipari, you know, just a who's who of, you know, SEC and national schools. You know, they were all there. They followed him really close. And then I know this past weekend, whenever they were in Vegas, you know, Avery Johnson was three deep with, you know, assistants watching Petty. So they've definitely, you know, they've said, you know, that, you know, they've made the commitment to Petty this summer and everything. So it's going to be, you know, we'll see how everything, you know, falls in line here going through Bruce Pearl and Auburn. They roamed in packs for Petty too. So, you know, John, you know, it's going to be a while until we have a decision from him. But, you know, Auburn, Alabama, Kentucky, those top schools, those are going to be who's really really involved with him. Georgia may be in there too. But his recruitment still has a long way to go as whenever a lot of these other schools start turning the page on 2016 and look forward to 2017. But those three schools definitely, you know, have their roots in pretty firm right now.
Yeah, and obviously, the Spain Park is going to be a very talented squad, and we've talked about that duo. Of course, Wiley is not playing this summer; he's recovering from an injury. But of course, we know that they like Johnson a lot at guard, and I know they've been watching him as well.
Yeah, the first weekend, Antoine Petway followed Jamal Johnson around a lot in Atlanta. I watched Jamal a couple of times, and you know, he had a couple of really good games at the end of the weekend or whatever. You know, hitting shot, you know, playing both guard spots. That's what intrigued a lot of coaches, is the ability to play both guard spots. So you know, he's going to be a top 50 type kid. A lot of coaches like his size and versatility. But yeah, I don't want to say that Avery Johnson wasn't there because I can't really remember. But I know Antoine Petway followed him around a lot, and it looks like Petway is definitely going to be you know, keeping tabs on him, as well as Alex Reese. I know Alabama really likes Alex Reese, the kid from Pelham.
Yes, they really do.
He Yeah, he was there for a lot of his games this July. He had to sit out a couple of games because he was hurt, but still Petway was there to watch him to show that, you know, the interest is there and everything. So, you know, for the most part, you know, I think Jamal and Alex Reese, those two guys are really one to watch for as far as the 2017 class goes. Reese actually, you know, at the end of June, took snuck over to Tuscaloosa and took a little unofficial visit that kind of went unheard of with a lot of people. So, you know, they're definitely in there really well with Alex Reese. You know, Alabama and Vanderbilt, I think those two are really the front runners, and that I think that's really who it'll come down to. So, but definitely Alex Reese and Jamal Johnson, those are two 2017 kids that, you know, really Alabama – really, really likes right now and are in firm position for.
Yeah, and obviously this is way early because this young guy will be a 2019 prospect, really. But Trendon Watford, it's been big. He was such an outstanding player for Shades Valley as an eighth grader last year. They get to the regional finals, and I believe Woodlawn put them out. But still, a great run for their squad, and he averaged, 20 points per game, even as an eighth grader. And, of course, his brother Christian Watford was a star at Shades Valley and then went on to Indiana and was a standout for Tom Crean. But he's now transferred to Mountain Brook to play for Bucky McMillan, and I know he's somebody that Alabama, Auburn, and everyone in the country will be recruiting.
Yeah, Drew, and, I mean, you have to watch Trendon just to really appreciate how good of a player he is. It's unheard of to see a kid at his age and his size to be that skilled, the combination of size and skill that he is. I mean, 6'7", pushing 6'8", you know, can handle the basketball, shoot it, rebound. I mean, just about anything, and he's so smart. He's years ahead of his age and as basketball-wise. It's really amazing just to watch him, and it really makes you, as a basketball purist, it really makes you appreciate everything. And I think transferring to Mountain Brook, you know, Bucky McMillan has the history of, you know, getting the most out of his players and everything. So I'm excited to see how this move for Trendon opens up more doors. You know, I want to see him play with that constant motor and everything. And it's something that probably, you know, that really could help him down the line as far as his development goes and everything. You know, coaches love kids that play hard. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to be an incoming freshman. He's already a phenom pretty much. You know, Auburn and Alabama, Mississippi State, they've all offered. I think Florida has too.
Yes.
In Indiana, they'll be coming, you know, pretty strong. You know, it's just, I mean, it's hard. There's one other kid that I saw this July that really compared, not really compared, but with the young age that really blew me away, and that was Manute Bol's son.
Heard about
that
him.
Kid does. I think I was watching SportsCenter last night, and there was a video of him on there. I mean, it's crazy, you know. Bol is, you know, 6'10", and I mean, he can do just about anything. Handles it like a guard and everything. Shoots it. So, I mean, these young kids that, you know, are, you know, getting all this high attention, and rightfully so. And I mean, it's not like they're prima donnas or anything. They just deserve it, you know, just because they're so talented. It's crazy, you know, just to think how, you know, how these kids are going to pan out and everything, and just how talented they are right now. It's fun to watch.
It really is. And well, Garrett, man, another great segment, great insight, covering kids from this senior class, of course, the rising 2017 group that will be so star-studded, and even 2019 with Watford and Bol. But we want to thank you for joining us, and let everybody know, of course, where they can read your stuff and catch you on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at GTuckerHoops, and then my – articles and columns are on hoopsteam.com. You know, with the recruiting period over now, very busy time for recruiting information and everything. Like I said, kids are setting visits, and there's going to be a lot of commitments coming here in the next into August and everything. So hopefully Alabama and even Auburn and UAB, Samford, all the in-state schools, hopefully they'll get some big pledges here soon. But, yeah, definitely would love for you to follow along.
No doubt about it, and we'll definitely be talking to you soon down the road, Garrett. As always, the best insight in the state of Alabama basketball recruiting. Thank you for joining Talking Ball once again, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
Yep, that's Garrett Tucker, Hoop Scene, G Tucker Hoops on Twitter. Catch him, read his feed. He does the best job of covering the state of Alabama. He's right on top of everything. He did break the commitment of Javion Williams. And, again, he has his own academy. It's a G. Tucker Scouting. He's a talent evaluator. So just keep up with him. And, of course, as he said, read his stuff on Hoop Scene, no doubt about it. But we want to thank Garrett for joining us. And we're going to go on a break here on Talking Ball. When we return, we're going to have Richard Dorsey of Luverne High School to tell us a little bit more about his star, Dante Hall, who is already at the Capstone.